This is from Ajax, right?
Yeah. And you can never give up either, right? You know, you just got to keep pushing on, which is similar to the story out of Huntsville, Alabama. It made its headlines about a year ago, but they're celebrating their one-year anniversary. A 70-year-old man met a 67-year-old woman at a church. They both had respective partners that lived their lives and had passed away. And after, well, they met at church, and after a month of dating, he popped the question. She said yes. And they got married.
Wow.
At 70 and 67. And they thought that they would never find love again because they had such a long relationship with their partners. And
do we have the photographer of the wedding?
Actually, the photographer, yeah. We weren't able to get the couple, but the photographer who photographed.
The Toronto Maple
Leafs. Snell, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
It's about 7. Good. It's 7:40 in Alabama.
Yes, ma'am. Bright and early in the morning.
Are you all excited about the football team again? Ranked number one again?
Yes, everybody is so excited. Roll Tide.
And some of your work getting a lot of social media attention. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. So, we are very excited.
Yeah, so Niecy Nash, the comedian, sort of posted your engagement photos of this couple, Cleveland Murphy Wilson and Lucinda Myers, who wed a year ago, but the photos seem to be recirculating again because after celebrating their one-year anniversary together, it's kind of blown up all over again. What can you tell about this, you know, young-at-heart couple that got married? You took their engagement photos. You took their wedding photos. What was that feeling?
Oh, man, it was incredible. I just went into it like it was, you know, kind of another assignment to do. But as soon as I walked up and encountered them in the park that day when we were doing their engagement pictures, I immediately knew that there was something special about them. They just couldn't keep their hands off of each other. They were just making out in the middle of the park.
Oh, really?
Hey, this is a family show.
Right. I take it they weren't arrested, though.
What a cute story. But
it was just, you just don't see, you know, a 7-year-old man and a 67-year-old lady just making out in the park. So, I mean, they were stopping.
Well, actually, you do see that quite often.
More than we admit.
Yeah.
That's true.
Gianna, were you surprised that Niecy Nash started sharing your photographs on her Instagram account?
Absolutely. I was still kind of new to Instagram, so I literally had teenagers coming up to me like, "You're gone viral," you know, and I was trying to figure out what that meant.
You got an illness.
Yes.
You've gone viral.
Yeah, exactly.
You got 6 months to live.
Well, congratulations to you. Your photography business has probably taken off now that you've got all this notoriety. But the photos are absolutely beautiful. And we've shared them on our Mix 97 morning show blog. I hope you don't mind.
Yeah.
And they're beautiful photos.
Thank you.
What's a Christmas tradition in Alabama? Can you share one with our Canadian audience?
Oh, man. You know what? I think it's just a lot of hot cocoa, and we try to embrace as much cold as we can because it doesn't get cold, obviously, down here as much as it does up there.
Mm-hmm.
So any type of snow that we get, it may be one half of an inch. The city is shutting down, and we love that. Like, they make fun of us up north.
Yeah.
But we love that the city shuts down and that we get the day off for a half inch snow. So
they get the same thing here.
Hey, thanks.
Schools are shut down.
Yeah,
buses aren't running. Thank
you, Gianna, and all the best to you. And thanks for joining us so early this morning, all the way from Alabama.
Well, it's
no problem. Thank you for having me.
Pleasure to speak to you. Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, you got to check those pictures out on our morning show blog.
They're adorable. You see them, and you know, you're never too old to find love, right? So some people think, oh, never again, or it's not going to happen, and there they are, 70 and 67, and just in love.
What's the matter with 70 and 67?
Nothing, but you don't typically hear of couples getting married again at that. They just live together.
Really? Oh, I don't know if that's true.
I don't know if it is.
I posted on our Mix 97 Facebook page and asked if there's any older couples, and I've yet to see any posts, but I'm hoping that somebody will go
on
there.
Yeah, but your Facebook demographic is 25 and under, so.
Our Facebook demographic? Mix 97?
Yours.
No, it's not on mine. It's on the Mix 97 page.
Sorry.
Okay, thanks for the clarity.
Christmas is on.